A Jewish journal article. Abyssal Torah. Walls of water. There is a visceral reaction in seeing a sea of people against a sea of water. Like many of you, we engaged in the ritual of Tazlik this week. The casting out of our mistakes into a body of water. Some used traditional bread, others cleaned the beach in a reverse Tazlik, and we prayed as a community that it should be the start of a sweet new year. A year of introspection, intentional steps and choosing life. Imagine thousands of years ago when our ancestors encountered another sea of water. Fleeing Egypt, escaping slavery and coming face to face with a seemingly impossible barrier. No pathway forward. The Jews went from one treacherous obstacle to another. And yet with God's help, B'nai Israel experienced a miracle. The sea was split and they walked towards freedom. Perhaps that is one of the reasons why Tazlik takes place at a body of moving water. Water can be seen as life-giving and life-taking. We face situations that seem impossible to overcome and remember, with God's help, this too is surmountable. We cast out self-doubt, insecurities, fear and despair. And we breathe in hope, confidence and faith. When we do, often, light shines on a path we had yet to see. During the season of repentance, we read Psalm chapter 27. Though wars threaten, in this do I trust. We trust that with God's help, we will find our way. Whichever internal battle or spiritual conflict we face this year, there is potential for the sea to split. Just like our ancestors, even when faced with walls of water, we too can find pathways to freedom. Gemar Hatima Tova, may we all be sealed in the Book of Life. Shabbat Shalom. Rabbi Nicole Guzik is Senior Rabbi at Sinai Temple. She can be reached at her Facebook page at Rabbi Nicole Guzik or on Instagram at Rabbi Guzik. For more writings, visit Rabbi Guzik's blog section from Sinai Temple's website.